Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids.
First, I hold my hands out like they're on a steering wheel. Then I look over my shoulder. Next, I put it in reverse. Meep, meep, meep.
Visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break
because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet?
I am the 1 in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hey, Kevin, thinking about retirement?
I've thought about it, but it's too late for me to save.
With Avo, a retirement coach, it's never too late.
Where can I learn more?
Visit aceyourretirement.org today.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Doctor's Log, Hell Date 2020. Right now, health and medical industries are feeling the pressure of the COVID-19 outbreak. Doctors are feeling that pressure. Nurses are feeling that pressure. I'm definitely feeling that pressure. And so I wanted to capture some of this journey. It's a log of this scary adventure we're all on together. I'm Esther Chu, MD, and this is my doctor's log. Go subscribe on radio.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
As Chicago works from home, the Score is there for you.
Jeff is at work. Good morning, Jeff.
Thank you to the first responders and everybody working in the medical field for their brave work.
We need you. We need entertainment. We need diversion when everything is closed and we need to stay home. You're on the air keeping us entertained.
I just appreciate you and everything the Score does. I'm going through a tough time, and thanks for everything.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, we are Chicago's number one sports station. 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station. WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago.
The top of the hour is being brought to you by Northwestern Athletics. The Wildcats would like to thank all of those working throughout the COVID-19 pandemic, including healthcare professionals. Thank you for helping keep us safe. It's also being brought to you by U.S. Water Heating Solutions. They service any tank type, tankless, or boiler system for homes and businesses. Herbie, it's the NFL draft. Let's go.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2, on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
J.J. Stankovitz, covering the Bears for NBC Sports Chicago.
You are still taking your fitness very seriously.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to go drink beer and have pizza after this, but I earned it.
J.J. has cut his hair all the way off, and I am deeply saddened by that, but he is nice enough to join us here on The Score. What's up, J.J.?
Lawrence, guys, we got to change that intro. I haven't taken my fitness seriously in about 4.5 months.
Yeah, that's because you got twins that you got to chase around the house. That's why.
I never understood dad bods until I became a dad. And boy, let me tell you, I am curating one heck of a dad bod over here, Lauren.
Make me a bicycle, clown.
Yeah, JJ was awesome yesterday. It was great to talk Bears with him. His wife did get mad at me, and I apologize because I said that she's a crazy person about the Colts. And then, of course, JJ sent me a picture this morning of the twins, and what are they dressed in? Colts onesies. I feel like that's a point for the home team here. Welcome into the show. We got you until 2 o'clock. We got a lot of cool stuff coming up on the show. James Fegan is going to join us from The Athletic. I don't know what we're going to talk with James about. But he said he was available, so we could just call him once a week if we wanted to. So we'll do that at 125. I do want to talk to him about the you hear what ESPN did with the Korean baseball organization? They were like, you could be on ESPN for on the house for free. We're not going to pay you. I'm like, come on, man. Like, that's worth something right now.
And Korea Baseball League was like, come on, son.
Yeah, as they should have been. Like, that's fine that you want to show our tape-delayed product, but how about a little something for the effort? I thought for sure that they were going to pay. Like, in my mind, like, a few weeks ago when I was like, man, wouldn't it be great if the KBO was on ESPN? It wasn't, like, for free that I was thinking that they were going to hand over the broadcasting rights, even though getting their games on in the United States would be a big deal. But for free? I don't know about all that, fam. So maybe we'll talk with James about that. He's going to join me at 1:25. Chris Emma's going to join me at 1 o'clock. We're going to talk Bears with him and get ready for the draft, even though the Bears aren't in the first round. But stay tuned, because I want to talk to you about that momentarily. Emily Kaplan, who writes for ESPN, good friend of mine. We used to work together. She's a rock star. Like, she's on my list of people that are going to win a Pulitzer. She's still super young, which is amazing. But she covers hockey for ESPN, and she did a great story about how hockey players are trying to stay in shape and bringing back rollerblades to do it. So I want to talk with her at 1240. I want to talk with you right now, and I want you to keep in mind that the phone number is 312-644-6767. That'll be important for later. You can also text us. 670-11 is the way you can do that. The Tech Zone is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai in Algonquin. They have express checkout and home delivery. RosenHyundai.com. So yesterday before the show, I had planned, and this is what happens. Like, Herbie and I overplan every show. I'll be like, I want this piece of sound and this piece of sound, and let's talk about this. And then we realize that there's only 2 hours of the show, and then we have a couple of good guests on, and the interviews will go longer like they did yesterday, and they were really good interviews, and I'm going to share some of that if I stop rambling.
So we have a four-hour show in a two-hour bag?
And I'm trying to cram it into a two-hour bag. That's what we're doing. So, yes, that's usually the case. Even now, like, we kind of have, I wouldn't say 4 hours, but we have a legitimately, like, a three-hour show that we try to put into the two-hour time slot. So I asked people on Twitter yesterday about how they wanted the draft to go. And the last time I checked, there's, like, 400 people who chimed in on the Bears draft. Obviously, I can't get to all of those, but I do appreciate that you sent the tweet. So I ended up doing a podcast on it yesterday. Like, that's the great thing about having LoHo Daily. The stuff that I can't get to or don't have time to get to or something that's off the beaten path, I can go and put it on LoHo Daily. Here's the thing. The Bears draft is the beaten path, and I learned something yesterday. And I wanted to talk with you about it, and we have enough space in the first 30 minutes of the show for us to take phone calls and text messages on this subject, because I imagine that you will probably back up the people that I was talking to on Twitter. And I know that might be a different audience that I'm talking to, that I might be reaching different folks with the radio show that I'm reaching on Twitter. Here's what I thought was, it wasn't shocking, but I was a little bit surprised at the volume of agreement when it comes to the Bears draft. Ryan Pace, since he has been general manager of the Bears, has taken a bunch of big swings. You can't say that he hasn't tried to take big swings, but for the most part, those big swings have fallen flat. We can look at the argument for Mitchell Trubisky, and I don't want to relitigate it. I'm just saying that you looked at the guy that was a project with some upside. I still think that there is upside there for Mitch, but you were tantalized by the upside instead of the actual production. So you move heaven and earth to move up one spot to not take Deshaun Watson, to not take Patrick Mahomes, to take the guy that you think you envision has a higher ceiling than those guys. I don't want to call it a complete miss. He did win a division with this quarterback. But then you talk about, before that, you have Kevin White, swing and a miss. You have Leonard Floyd, who was a productive player more so than his stats said, but wasn't getting the quarterback on the ground, which is the reason that you moved up spots to get him. Adam Shaheen, another guy. Like, well, who the hell is this guy? Who did he play against? Well, he played against guys like you and I. And, of course, when you're 6'7 and 260 pounds, you're going to dominate guys like you and I. So there's a lot of swings and misses. It made me laugh yesterday as I was going through the tweets how adamant Bears fans were about, hey, how about we don't do that this year? It was a recurring theme in the draft of maybe take the player that proved that he could produce in college instead of taking the projection. Maybe don't go out on a limb and say, hey, I'm the smartest guy in the room, in the virtual draft room. I'm going to take this guy that nobody's heard of, and I'm going to turn him into a star. What I got from Bears fans yesterday, and you can back me up if you feel the same way. You can just text a hallelujah or an amen. What I got from yesterday is Bears fans want Ryan Pace to draft players from big schools who were productive. It's weird to say this, but they want household names in this year's draft. And that is from what I went through. And you can go look. Like, if you go through my Twitter timeline, you'll see, like, all the people. And if they weren't people who were saying he should resign, because the way that I posed the question was, what could Ryan Pace do to make you happy before the draft? And people were like, resign. But the other people were like, how about don't get too cute in the draft? It amazes me that we are at that point with Ryan Pace. Your level of distrust in him to take a swing is high when it comes to the way that you responded on Twitter. And I don't blame you for it. I don't. You look at a guy like Tariq Cohen, and he showed some productivity early on. That productivity has since dropped off. And you say, okay, that was because he was such an athletic freak, it made sense to maybe take a swing and a miss on a guy like that. And I wouldn't say it's a miss. I would say it's a hit. But from what you told me, you are tired of that. That is not something that you want to see the Bears do in the 2020 draft. That their job is to make sure that the scouting department went out and looked at the tape of guys that went to Ohio State, LSU, Alabama, Clemson, Oregon, Texas, Michigan. These are the places that you want to see Ryan Pace draft. And if he has a guy that ends up having a high floor and a low ceiling, so be it. But what it said to me is that you have tired of the, is for real, this is a project guy? Now, here's what I'm wondering. I've been thinking about this for the last couple of weeks. If you're them, how is this draft? What is this draft like for you? This draft, where you've got the 8 picks, you don't have a first rounder. They won't be drafting tonight unless they make a significant move, which was another thing that people didn't want via the Twitter exchange yesterday. They don't want him mortgaging future picks for this year. But if I may offer an argument for doing that, just hear me out. If you're the Bears and you're Ryan Pace and you're Matt Nagy, this draft is really interesting because you're sitting there going, we should probably win this year. If we don't win, there might be trouble. There's no indication that the Bears are going to move on from Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy if they have a losing season or end up 500 again, even though with the expanded playoffs, 500 would have gotten them into the playoffs last year. There's no indication that that is the case. But let's work from the assumption that it is, that they need to win, that Ryan Pace needs to win to stay general manager of the Bears. Does that change your approach to drafting? And would you then be okay if he's like, screw it, I'm going to get a player that's going to help right now, and I'm not worried about 2023, and beyond. I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about finding a guy that I can plug in and play right now. I think that, this draft, more than any other draft that we've seen, lends itself to, I'm going to find the best fit. I'm not going to draft on potential or even athleticism, because they're the likelihood that there's no mini camps, that training camp might be late, that it might be a better idea to go and draft people that are playing in systems that are similar to what you're doing and had success in those systems, offensively or defensively, instead of going, well, we're going to get this guy who's got this crazy athletic upside and we're going to coach him up because we like coaching up our guys and we trust Matt Nagy to do that. This might not be the draft to do that.
Hey, Lawrence, I have a two-part answer for what you just said.
Okay.
On a normal team, NFL is a week-to-week, year-to-year league, so yes, mortgage the future, especially if you're Ryan Pace, because you might be out next year for somebody you identify as a game-changer, a guy that's the final piece or one of the final pieces to a team that can compete. But you've seen with Ryan Pace's history, especially in the first round, trading up to get a guy that you have identified has not worked. Leonard Floyd, Mitch Trubisky.
Right. And in Leonard Floyd's case, you are talking about someone from a big program that was productive, but they moved him out of the position that he was kind of playing at Georgia, and he never really looked comfortable playing as the outside linebacker slash edge rusher for the Bears. With Mitchell Trubisky, you don't have that as a reason why you did it. North Carolina has a proud program, but no one would say it's a big football program. It's a basketball school. And it hasn't been able to bridge the gap between being one of those schools that's considered both. They've had great players. One was now on the Bears, Robert Quinn, and he followed Julius Peppers. They've had really great players, but no one would call North Carolina a football factory. And then Mitch only played 13 games in college, so there wasn't a real resume there. From what I gathered from the tweets yesterday was big college, experience, success. Those three things are what people are looking for, at least with the first two picks. Don't mess around. Don't just draft on pure projection. Draft someone that had some real success, and you can easily see helping your team in 2020. Not 2021 or 22. Now, right now, that person's going to get off the bus, if they even allow buses. They're going to get off the bus, and they're going to put on a Bears helmet, and they're going to fit right in.
I mean, arguably his best two picks out of his career are big name, big school guys that he picked late. Adrian Amos, Eddie Jackson.
Yep. And with Eddie Jackson, it wasn't even the crazy athleticism, because he was dealing with all sorts of injury stuff, but he was really productive. And you found value at Farm and Fleet. You found value with Eddie Jackson going, hey, we can take a risk on that guy, because when he is healthy, he produces, not only as a safety, but as a returner if we needed that. So 312-644-6767, I wanted to get your thoughts on this. Do you agree with what I got from Bears fans on Twitter, that the goal of this draft for Ryan Pace should be big program, lots of playing time, and success with that playing time from the people that they draft early on in this thing? 312-644-6767 is the number. You can also text us. 670-11 is the way that you can do that. My name is Lawrence Holmes. Thanks so much for listening. Let's talk Bears next here on The Score.
Football fans, the biggest sporting event in the last month is about to unfold. The 2020 NFL Draft. Don't miss our live coverage of Round 1. Tonight, 6 to 10, our NFL Draft team is fired up and ready to go. Starring Jeff Joniak, Tom Thayer, Paul Barkish, Dan Pompey, David Hall, Mark Grody, and the rest of the SCORE Draft team. Listen to 670 The Score through your smart speaker or mobile device from radio.com as they analyze every pick in Round 1 and talk about what moves Ryan Pace and the Bears might have planned. The SCORE's Day 1 coverage of the 2020 NFL Draft. Listen in for full coverage on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers.
This is Andrew.